From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Hopes for a March miracle never happened, with the Sierra Nevada snowpack remaining at about 60% of average, unchanged over the past month. The California State Department of Water Resources conducted a manual snow survey last Thursday, with early April typically being the time the snowpack reaches its deepest level. Both state and federal water projects have announced reduced or delayed deliveries due to the dry winter and other restrictions. The USDA Farm Service Agency announced the availability of $2 million to establish partnerships with organizations to provide outreach and technical assistance to socially disadvantaged farmers and ranchers. According to agrimarketing.com, the funding was made possible by USDA's new Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative, an effort to distribute resources more broadly and to put greater emphasis on outreach to small and socially disadvantaged producers impacted by the pandemic. A decision in the final months of the Trump administration to remove gray wolves from the endangered species list led to a massive overhunt in Wisconsin this year that local tribes said disrespected their wishes. But so far, according to agriculture.com, there's no indication the Biden administration will be rolling back that move, despite his call for a review of all decisions from the previous 4 years that were either damaging to the environment, unsupported by science, or otherwise not in the national interest. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.